Welcome to the message of the week brought to you by newchurchaudio.org.
All right, so we actually are live this morning, and so we're all kind of cramped up in our homes, a lot of us, and being self-isolated, and so we're at home. And it was funny, as I was setting up this morning, as soon as I sat down to get ready to go live, the lawnmower started running back and forth, and I went, okay, I guess this is, you know, our new normal when we're working more from home, and we deal with these things. And, you know, the dog clicking around on the floor and jumping up into my lap is a pretty normal thing. But anyways, I hope everybody's doing well. My name is Pastor Alan, or Alan Cowley. I'm the pastor down in Boynton Beach, Florida. And we're going to be doing these live morning worships, trying to do them every morning, myself along with several other pastors from the new church. And this is just one of the ways that we're trying to connect with everybody. And so I do suggest that you go ahead and like and subscribe to the channel so you can get notifications when we're going to be having live worship. Now, Ziggy, we're going to have you lay down, okay? Lay down. But anyways, this new normal is strange. We're in a very strange place, and there's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of worry about what's going on, and not just because of the virus itself, which is scary in itself, but because of the financial difficulties that this might put upon people, the ways that people aren't able to have the income that they normally would. And there's a lot of stuff that we're dealing with. And it made me think about the children of Israel being out in the wilderness. And they had, you know, the Lord had taken them miraculously out of Egypt and parted the Red Sea for them. And they crossed on dry land. But then they are immediately in this wilderness. And they start complaining almost instantly. Like, why did you bring us out here? Why did you take us away from Egypt? It would have been better if we had, you know, died in Egypt than being brought out here. And this is a hard part for us. And we think about, well, why are we in this circumstance? Why would the Lord let things like this happen? And what's the point of being in this wilderness? Because the Lord actually has them stay out in the wilderness for quite a long time. But there's also a really beautiful prophecy about the Lord's coming and involving this concept of the wilderness. And that's where we're going to begin our worship this morning, is in the prophet Isaiah. And this is a pretty common prophecy that we read more often during Christmas time. And thinking about Christmas right now is kind of interesting. But anyways, this is Isaiah chapter 40, and I love how it starts off with this concept of comfort. So it says, "Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all of her sins. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken." So we're preparing the way of the Lord. This is the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight in that desert a highway for our God. And, you know, it's beautiful to think about where is the Lord in all of this. And if we believe these prophecies, it's actually, this is how the Lord comes. Or in our mental wilderness, this space where we really don't know what's going to happen, where we are actually feeling like we're in danger. And the Lord's saying, it's okay, we're going to work through this, and here's what you can do. And so the Lord gives us a couple of instructions here. He says that every valley will be exalted, and every mountain and hill will be brought low. And this is one of the things about difficult circumstances, trying circumstances, is that they actually do these things for us. The Lord uses these circumstances to help bring down those mountains and hills and also to raise up the valleys. So what are those things in our lives? In this context, those mountains are actually all of the self-centered worries that we have, all of the things that make us do things for ourselves and forget anybody else, placing ourselves up on high. And the hills are actually our obsessions with worldly things. But the valley that needs to be exalted, you might think about the Lord saying elsewhere that he raises up all who are bowed down. So if we get into a state of mind, especially in these trying times, where it's really about how am I humbling myself before the Lord, looking to how he can actually raise us up. And that takes us also trying to suppress some of our more selfish concerns and really look outside of ourselves. And this is a very hard thing for us to do. You know, we by nature generally do look inward, but the Lord is hoping that we can bring down that mountain. And in the Gospel of Mark, the Lord talks about this, and because it's really difficult, he's kind of saying, we really need to go to the Lord and believe that he can help us make these changes in our lives. In the Gospel of Mark chapter 11, he says, "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you will receive them and you will have them." So this takes going to the Lord, really believing that he can help us become more altruistic, become more other people centered, to look at the whole of society and go, how can we do our own little part on behalf of the Lord? And, you know, this is just a pretty simple thought about what this prophecy means, but the amazing part of it is it's all about the coming of the Lord. So this prophecy is when we do this, then the Lord can come, and it doesn't mean the Lord's physically going to appear again right now in our lives when this happens. It means that our actions are going to be inspired by him, that the Lord actually can work through us when we humble ourselves and when we bring down our self-centered thoughts and ideas. So this is kind of our thought for this morning, just a little way to start off our day and start off our week, thinking about how we can work through this difficult time and come through stronger on the other side, come through in a way that the Lord would have us. And so how about we bow our heads and we'll say a prayer. O Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for this opportunity to be able to meet virtually online while we are in self-isolation and not able to be in congregation with one another. We thank you for the way that you can use any circumstance to bring something good out of it. Help us, O Lord, to humble ourselves so that you can raise us up. Help us to bring down our haughty thoughts. Bring down our self-centeredness so that we can truly do your work, because it is through our work in your name that you come again into this world. It is through everyone else that is doing the same. Inspire us with your love and with your mercy. Give us some peace and calm in the difficulties that we are going through. Amen. So I hope you enjoyed this morning's little talk. Please do share with your friends, and you get to have one more shot of Ziggy hanging out with me in the morning. He's a very sweet dog. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Tune in tomorrow. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for listening. To learn more, visit newchurch.org. And to connect with other people, visit grandhumanproject.org.